Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Karen. Let's start with Derek Chauvin. And what do you think is behind his apparent guilty plea in the civil rights case?
Yeah, interesting. I think that he's probably just trying to see the light of day at some point. As we recall, he got 22 and a half years in the state case up in Minnesota, and he's got these charges pending in federal court. And if you testify in federal court, you know, and you don't plead guilty, the court can hold it against you and give you more time. And so these charges could extend his sentence to the point where he'll never see the light of day. And my guess is he's going to plead guilty to this and maybe get a reduced sentence with the idea that at some point in life, you know, he can get out of jail. He just probably doesn't want to deal with it anymore. Probably doesn't have any money to defend it. And now he's already been found guilty. So it's going to be a hard case to win anyway.
We're starting to hear from the Jussie Smollett jurors, at least some of them. What are they saying?
Well, the one that that got a lot of press was talking about how he thought there were some doubts, but that basically Jussie's story just didn't make any sense. Interesting that he said there were some doubts about the prosecution's case, because normally when there's doubts, that's when you acquit. Mm-hmm. They also said that they questioned the brother's testimony, but they really just didn't buy Jussie Smollett's testimony, and there was no backup for what he was saying. And I think they kind of just chose the brother's testimony over Smollett. The other thing that was interesting is that they seem to be saying they kind of felt sorry for Smollett, that they kind of didn't want him to go to jail, and they hoped that his career could be okay, but they convicted him anyway. Looks like to me they did a very good job. They weren't deadlocked at all. They went over the evidence very carefully and gave it a lot of thought.
After a trial, the jurors are free to talk to the press. How do people find out who they are? Don't they keep the identities a secret, or don't they?
It depends. I mean, if there's a case like R. Kelly, they kept the juror's name secret just because R. Kelly had been accused of trying to hush witnesses. But in this case, they probably had access to the names after the trial. And, you know, there's different rules. Different judges have different rules. Some judges say you are not to contact these people. And sometimes the judges will specifically say to the jury, you know, hey, if you want to talk to the media, feel free, and here's a list of the names, and you can call them up if you want. So it all depends on the judge and the court.
January 6th insurrection news. We've been hearing about this civil lawsuit against the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and other groups that is going to be filed in Washington, D.C. This is all about getting money, isn't it?
It is, and you're seeing the government and prosecutors using this civil tool more and more. We've seen it in Chicago just recently, where the state's attorney is suing the gangs for restitution for some of the things that they've done. And so this, you know, there was $500 million spent in trying to fix the Capitol riot damage, not even to mention the lives that were lost and the damages to people's bodies. So, you know, the idea is that the government wants to kind of cut these people in half, you know, take their money away. And the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, you know, they have an organization, they have money, they have contributions, and this is going to be a way to try to get at that.
Yesterday, there was an entertainment headline about Kim Kardashian passing what is being termed California's baby bar law exam. What's that all about?
Interesting. You know, California is one of only four states where you don't have to go to law school to take the bar exam. I happen to be a member of the California Bar, and I know how very, very difficult it is to take the bar and pass it, even if you've been to 3 years of law school. So this is an avenue for people who don't want to go to law school. And so you have to study for a year under a mentor. You take this exam. You've got three chances to take it. They gave the applicants one more chance because of COVID, so she took four times to pass it, which is not unusual because it's a hard exam if you haven't been to law school. But she still now has to study for 4 years under a judge or an attorney and then ultimately take the California bar, which is very difficult, I will tell you that.
Attorney Kim Kardashian. How does that sound? Well, maybe. It's Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Thanks as always, Karen. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.